You guys want to do a show?
Let's do it.
Winners.
We gave out a lot of winners last night. I'll talk about it. Save it for the show.
Yo, you better give me that money.
Welcome back, my fellow degenerates. This is Good Better Bets, the number one sports betting podcast on the entire internet.
Number one.
In the world.
And that was Rolling Stone did that.
Thank you. Shout out to Rolling Stone.
Did that rankings. So shout out Rolling Stone. Forbes has also put us up pretty high before. Maxim also wants to, I have a call with them later today. So.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so really taking off here.
Nice.
Probably because we've been getting out so many goddamn winners, dogs and unders in the wild card round.
You're welcome.
And what happened?
I mean, Todd had the Texans.
Yep.
-2.5 winner.
Mm-hmm.
Took him at +3, so we pushed there.
Mm-hmm.
There was an undie. And then we all had the undies.
All had the undies.
Except for Minnesota and the Saints. I didn't see that under coming, to be honest with you. Didn't see the Vikings
winning
coming.
Yeah.
Did have the points. I'm not sure if you guys did as well. But you know, it was a good week.
Very good week.
We're going to keep this one short and sweet. Divisional weekend. Some say the greatest football weekend of the entire year.
It is.
Plus, we have a national championship on Monday. So, something to think about there.
Ooh.
We're going to get started very quickly after I tell you that we are sponsored and brought to you by FanDuel.
I know.
FanDuel.com/McAfee. There's some inklings of a really, really good promotion that we're doing for Monday for the national championship game. So sign up FanDuel.com/McAfee. We'll have you that for you on Monday. Trust me, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First game, Saturday, Minnesota at San Francisco.
Here we go.
Here we go. The line is 7. Obviously, San Francisco is the favorite. 55% of the bets are on San Francisco. 53% of the money's on San Francisco. 58% of the bets are on the over, but only 34% of the money is on the over. Connor, we're starting with you on this one. What do you got?
I will be rolling with the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Money line, points?
I'm taking the +7. Okay. I'll probably end up rolling with the money line pregame.
Okay.
But the way their defense played, I mean, if they played that well against Breeze, you got to think they're going to have a success against Garoppolo.
You would think so.
This is a D-line game, though. Whoever's D-line plays better is going to win because that means they stop the run.
Correct.
I like Dalvin Cook over Mostert and Coleman on San Fran, so give me the Vikings +7.
Gumpy.
I love the Niners here.
Really?
Here we go.
Their defense is healthy. D Ford's going to be back. I think that's huge for them. Vikings since 1988, outdoors in January.
Wow. 1988?
Wow.
2-11 straight up and against the spread.
Nobody gives a fuck what happened in 88.
How about this? Last 10 years, road team, division road games on a Saturday, 2-18 straight up, 5-14-1 against the spread.
That's a better
Niners,
one.
Niners 9-6-1 against the spread. I love the Niners.
Yeah, there was a stat. When the wild card to division is Sunday to Sunday, the dog is actually pretty good. But then the Sunday to Saturday, obviously not as good. Todd, what are you going?
I'm taking Minnesota in the points.
Okay.
Mike Shanahan, since taking over the reins at San Francisco, is 5-12-1 against the spread as the favorite. 3-8-1 against the spread as the home favorite.
Oh, wow.
San Francisco's last 5 games have been decided by an average of 5 points. That's including their loss to the Falcons by 7. Their last 3 were decided by an average of 3 points. Their last 3 wins. This is going to be a close game. I don't know who's going to win. I lean toward the Vikings, but I can tell you this. It's going to be a close game. Mm-hmm. Take Minnesota in the points.
Before I even get into this, I think Gumby did the same thing. I teased all the unders and all the dogs. Just a little fun.
Yes, sir. I also did a parlay I'll get into once we're done with all the games.
Favorites of 7 points or more. 7-11 against spread. Last couple of years for either Gumby. 49ers under Shanahan are 4-11-1 against spread as a favorite.
Mm-hmm. They don't win by much.
Zimmer is 44-19-1 against everyone outside of the NFC North.
Wow.
So just some trends there for you. Minnesota's number 14 in yards per rush. San Francisco, surprisingly, is number 23 in yards per rush defense. Minnesota, number 5 in rushing yards per game. San Francisco's number 17 in opponents' rushing yards per game. So I like Minnesota on the ground. And then on the opposite side, San Francisco, number 8 in yard per rush and number 2 in rushing yards per game. Minnesota's number 19 and number 13, respectively. So I think it's going to be a running game, obviously, between ground these two teams. Pound. They're number 2 and number 3 in the league in rushes per game. That spells close game. So give me the 7 points. I'm not going to take an over-under, but you would think a game on the ground this much.
You lean under,
but San Francisco surprisingly has been an over team this year, so I am going to stay away from the over-under. But I'm going to jump on the Vikings, so that's me, Todd, and Connor on the Vikings.
That's a lot of points. I consider
it a gift. Going with the Niners. Next game, the nightcap, Tennessee at Baltimore. 54% of the bets on Baltimore. 52% of the money is on Baltimore. 60% is on the under, as far as tickets are concerned, and then 65% of the money is on the under. Gumpy, your turn to go first. Who do you like here?
I like the Titans to cover the points here.
9.5 is what it's currently sitting.
I'm worried about Ingram. If Ingram's not healthy, I'm also worried about Lamar not playing for a couple weeks. And road dogs against Lamar in his career are actually 8-3 against the spread.
Mm-hmm. I have that same stat. Todd.
Go. I also have a lean to the under. There's 16 mile per hour winds coming in.
60?
16.
Oh, big difference.
When the wind is over 15 miles per hour since 2003, the under is 23-13-2.
Oh.
Love that.
I got a wind stat for you here. Since 2003, $100 better waging on the under in windy games of 10 miles an hour or more has returned a profit of $7,619.
There you go.
That's a little chunk.
That's not a bad chunk. Todd, what do you got for this?
I'm pretty comfortable with Baltimore -9.5. The Ravens are 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games. 8 of their last 10 wins are by double digits. They are vulnerable against the run, and Derrick Henry is a beast. But as long as they jump out early, which I suspect they will, it's going to force Tannehill to take this game into his own hands and throw the ball. So I don't think you're going to see any problem with them accomplishing that. Also, I just don't know how anybody can feel comfortable with Lamar Jackson in a game.
Going against them?
Yeah, I don't know how you could bet the under with Lamar Jackson in the game. But I get stats, and they are what they are. But I think this is a guy who defies it. He could run for 7 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying?
He could.
I don't know. He's almost accomplished the game total over by himself a couple times this year.
All right. So, Todd, you're going the over?
No, I'm going Baltimore -9.5.
Titans, 7-3-1 against spread with Tannehill. Road Dogs are 8-3 versus Lamar Jackson, as Gumpy said. Tennessee is number 3 in yards per rush. Baltimore is number 21 in stopping the yards per rush. Baltimore's number 1 in yards per rush, and Tennessee's number 8 in opponent yards per rush.
Ooh.
So a little bit of an advantage there in the rush game to Tennessee. Mark Ingram being out does not bother me if you are a Ravens backer. I watched Gus Edwards run for 130 in week 17.
I mean, he's totally interchangeable in that offense.
He's actually averaging more yards per carry. Not that it's not a apples-to-apples
stat, but still,
Gus says something. Gus Edwards is going to be just fine when all the attention is on Lamar Jackson. So I'm not worried about that. That being said, I'm still going with the Tennessee Titans plus the 9.5. Just too many points in a playoff game. And I'm also taking the under for the win reason. Also, these are the number 1 and number 4 rushes per game. So another game on the ground, clock moving. I'm taking Titans and the under. Connor.
Yeah, I'm also Tennessee plus 9.5 and the under. It just, for the Ravens, I feel like teams start slow when they have this much time off. No Mark Ingram. I know it doesn't make that big of a deal with Gus Edwards, but it's just different. I feel like Gus will be easier to stop when they stack 9 guys in the box. Now, Todd is right. Lamar can just go ahead and score fucking 5 touchdowns if he wants to. But with that being said, I think Vrabel gets the boys ready. He's going to cut his cock off if they win this game. So, yeah, give me Tennessee plus 9.
Hey, and Lamar was terrible in the playoffs last year. I know it was a completely different offense.
Mm-hmm.
But
and he didn't know how to throw an NFL ball yet. But, you know, maybe something about the bright lights. No, I'm kidding. That's just.
Yeah, I still think they
that's
win.
Not a thing with,
that's 9 points. Is
that's
too much.
Not a thing with Lamar at all.
He's going to be salivating.
All right. Chiefs, Texans on Sunday. 56% of the bets are on the over. 71% of the money is on the over. 51% of the bets are on KC. 56% of the money is on KC. 9.5 there is the spread. Todd, you're leading us off first this time. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going bold, boy. I'm going to stay bold. I'm going to go KC -9.5. I know that's a lot of points, but I literally think the Texans are by far the worst team left. Yeah. And I think Kansas City right now, since week 11, they are the best team left. I think they're better than the Baltimore Ravens. They are my pick to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have only allowed an average of 11.5 points per game during their 6-game win streak. So I don't mind leaning the under on this one. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably going to put my money KC -9.5. Too many weapons, too good a defense since week 11. This is a double-digit win for the Chiefs.
Todd, you are 1,000% not crazy.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also going the Chiefs -9.5.
Hey, look at you.
And I'm also taking the under as well.
Yeah, I think I might double.
Let me give
up
you some reasoning here.
Okay.
Outdoor postseason games have trended to the under with a record of 75-56-4. In the Reed era, that's Andy Reid,
mm-hmm.
No home team has made under bettors more money than the Chiefs have with their 36-22-1 under record. Andy Reid is 17-3 off of a bye.
Mm.
Dating back to 2003-2004, when Reid's teams have gone more than a week between games, 8 to 15 days, they are 36-25-1, 60% against the spread. Furthermore, Reed is 13-4. That's 77% against the spread with at least that much rest while also closing as a touchdown or favorite higher. So that's pretty good for Andy Reed, too.
Pretty good.
With 11 or more days of rest, Reed is 7-2 for 78% against the spread while favored by at least one touchdown. Bill O'Brien is just 3-8-1 against the spread as an underdog of a touchdown or more. And 17-20-1 against the spread as a road underdog. That's only 45% because he stinks.
Stinks.
And then I already told you about the unders for wind speed that plays into this game, too. They're expecting 13 to 14 man-hour wins in this one. Chiefs and the under. Connor.
This is the only obvious play of the weekend. KC -9.5. Say no more. Gumpy, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm with you on both, Tony.
Oh, clean sweep.
Right out of my mouth. Let's go. Let's go, Chiefs. I'm with Todd, too. I like the Chiefs to win it all. I do.
Yeah.
I think they're getting hot at the right time. Yeah. I love it.
Hey, no, I'm not betting against them.
Hey, last year, Patrick Mahomes guaranteed Pro Bowl weekend that they'd be in the Super Bowl
next year.
So, gotta trust the guarantee.
Okay. Final game of the NFL weekend. Seattle at Green Bay, Sunday night.
It's a tough one.
Line is currently 4. Green Bay's
the
favorite.
This is going to be an absolute dogfight.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
58% of the tickets are on Seattle. 54% of the money is on Seattle. 62% of the tickets are on the under. 74% of the money is on the under. Whose turn is it
yours.
To start? Me.
Let's go, Tone.
Let's go, Tone.
Besides that, Aaron Rodgers is, in his career, 8 points better at home than he is on the road, which scares me a little bit. In Lambeau if you're going against the Green Bay Packers. And I'm also don't feel like betting against Russell Wilson, so I'm strictly going to go with the under in this game.
Okay.
Both of these teams play slower. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson will not turn the ball over. And then they're also two of the best quarterbacks of picking up third downs, so you'll keep drives going. So I'm liking. I got a good under feeling for here. This one, it's outdoors. Weather isn't supposed to be great.
Snow.
Just give me the. I mean, I watched the Seattle barely do anything against the Eagles last week, and the Eagles secondary stinks. So I don't think Seattle's gonna score a lot, and the Green Bay offense hasn't been great all year either. So I'm going under. Connor.
I am going to slam the Packers in this one.
Oh,
I think it's got to in a snowy game. It's got to come down to offensive lines, and the Packers I think have a levels beyond the Seahawks as far as offensive line goes. And Aaron Jones just got disrespected; didn't even get an All Pro vote.
Well, he doesn't get any fucking carries. That's a coach,
but he gets touchdowns.
Yeah, they gotta give
him the ball. And he should get at least something.
You would think.
I think this is another prove it game. I think they spank the Seahawks at home.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Do you disagree, Gumpy?
I got for the under, I go with you there too, Tony. Rodgers, an under 50 degree weather this year is 4-1.
Oh, to the under.
And yeah, I'm against you, Connor. I like the Hawks here.
Yeah, tough to bet against Russell Wilson, I know.
I mean, 10-3-1 their last 14 road games straight up. 10-2 against the spread their last 12 as a dog. 7-1 straight up this year. Road teams in divisional round 36-27-1 against the spread since 2003. And with Cleet Blakeman reffing, dogs are 69-52-4 against the spread.
Ayo. Referee stats!
Ayo.
Where else are you going to get those fucking stats at, boys? Todd.
I'm going to the under. I don't know who's going to win this game.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a battle of special teams. Maybe I give the advantage Green Bay a little bit, but you just don't. I have no idea. So I'm going the under. Both will try to establish the running game and rely on it the entire game, which should limit possessions, keep the total low. It's going to be colder than my grandpa's hugs when I was a kid. So, yeah, it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be a tight game. Probably come down to a last-minute field goal.
Yep. All right. As I said,
I just have a weird Pete Carroll stat in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's 1-7 against the spread in the first half. In the second half, he's 6-1-1 against the spread.
Oh,
it's first half Packers.
Something to think about. All right, Gumby, you had a parlay.
Yes, I took all the favorites and then
really
Seahawks money line at +150 to boost the odds. Pretty good there.
So all the favorites against the spread or to win?
No, to win on money line.
Okay.
And then the Seahawks also money line at +150.
Got it. And then I teased all the unders and all the dogs. There's also a bet on there right here. Just, you know, just you want to throw a little bit of money on it.
Something.
Tyreek Hill, Dalvin Cook, and Mostert to have 2 touchdowns each. It's +10,000.
Love those.
So, I mean, I put 20 on it to win 2,000. Why not?
Easy.
That's on FanDuel.
Yeah, might as well.
FanDuel.com. I'm going to put 200 on it.
Appreciate FanDuel while you got it, because I don't got it where I am, and everything here stinks.
FanDuel.com/McAfee. All right, real quick. Monday night, the national championship game. I'm currently seeing Clemson at +6.
Yep.
I'm going Clemson +6. I'm also going to take him on the money line. I'll go with the quarterback who's been like number one since he came out of the birth canal. Hasn't lost a game ever in college football. Has been on this stage. Has proven they could beat the greatest teams on this stage. Versus Joe Burrow, which he's been incredible all season long. A great fucking story, but... Couldn't get the starting job at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Was not good last year.
Oh man, Tony,
give me Clemson.
Clip this.
Clemson with the points and the money line. That's so you're going LSU?
Oh, I'm going LSU. This is a team of destiny. It has been for quite some time now. 6 points is a lot against a Clemson team that hasn't lost in 2 years. But I gotta ride with Coach O and Joe Burrow. I mean, he's the Heisman. They'll cover 7.
Give a fuck if he's the Heisman.
Score 7.
Yeah, I'm with Connor. Fields threw for 320 against this Clemson defense, and Ohio State didn't even move the ball in the second half. I mean, Joe Burrow could throw for 500-600 here.
I agree.
You're out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
Todd?
Clemson.
All right.
Clemson, I'll take the points too, but Trevor Lawrence is going to walk out of there with 3 national championships.
2 Clemson. 2 LSU.
You got to love
Let's
it.
Go.
You got all of our other picks.
Let's go, Gump.
We love you. Soon here, when football season's winding down, maybe after football season, we're going to start doing shows more often.
Yeah.
NBA, NHL, stuff of that nature. So be on the lookout for that. Tell your friends. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.